Twitter's latest move to crack down on bullying and abuse on the social media platform is receiving only a lukewarm welcome from some cyber safety advocates. The company's share price closed higher after it announced its plans to investigate suspended users and monitor abusive tweets. But will this ensure that the network is truly safe? Thomas Ariti reports.
On average, about 6,000 tweets are sent on Twitter every second. That's about 500 million every single day, which makes the company's latest move pretty ambitious. In a blog post, Twitter has announced that it won't tolerate abuse on the platform, and it's taking action to stop it.
They have a renewed sense of urgency about deploying these safety tools.
Julie Inman-Grant is Australia's e-safety commissioner, and she previously worked at Twitter.
You'd be amazed and frankly shocked if you saw what people would do when they're intent on damaging, harassing others. There are certain signals platforms like Twitter can use now to identify repeat offenders. They're trying to stay a step ahead of predators so that users can have a positive experience.
The company plans to identify suspended users and stop them from creating new accounts. But how can you stop a determined user from changing email addresses or computers entirely? Cyber safety expert Susan McLean was recently briefed on the changes at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, and she acknowledges the challenges ahead.
Well, this is what these new programs are going to be targeting, so that they can work out if, in fact, it is the same person or not. If you are particularly keen to do this, you're probably going to work a way around it. But for most people, the fact that they simply cannot use the platform any longer means that the person on the receiving end of their abuse will be much safer.
Susan McLean is also a former Victorian police officer who was appointed to the first role in the force dealing with cyber safety and children.
These platforms are not developed with a worst-case scenario in mind, if you like. So I think that certainly they may have been caught unawares as to the volume of abuse that was going through their site, because that's not what it was designed for. But once they realise this, they have worked very consistently for many years to try to make it better. And of course, late last year, they brought in the system where you could block key hashtagged words that were using to abuse you. So it gave the user greater control of their experience online.
The changes also include a safe search tool to remove tweets that contain what the company calls potentially sensitive content. And on top of that, staff will work to identify potentially abusive or low-quality replies to tweets. But rather than deleting those replies, they'll simply be collapsed, which makes them harder to find. And according to the chief executive of the anti-violence group Our Watch, Mary Barry, that's not enough.
Well, obviously, we'd like to see it go further. All cyberbullying measures at the moment are welcome, but we really must establish a society based on respect. These are all measures, but they're interim measures.
There's also concern that companies like Twitter are likely to rely too much on automated technology to monitor content. Brianna Wu is a US-based video game developer and cyber safety advocate who plans to run for Congress on that platform. And she's told CNN that there are some issues in the technology world that still need a human response.
They say they're going to use a combination of, you know, technical processes with human oversight. I am personally very skeptical about machine language really being able to solve this problem in a repeatable, consistent way. So, you know, what I want to see from Twitter is I want to see them, you know, really double down on the number of staff they're hiring to look at these threats.
Twitter's announcement comes after the company's former CEO, Dick Costolo, expressed his regret that he hadn't done more to tackle abuse during his time in the role. And the company's shares closed 1.8% higher on the news. Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, says she hopes it'll lead to lasting change.
The irony is, if you have a network that's dedicated to freedom of speech, one of the things that can halt or quiet speech is abuse.
And that's Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, ending Thomas Ariti's report.